We on Simen Shin Lamed Dalet. I'd like to mention something. We had learned already Sif Chav Beis. I'd like to mention a few Ha'oris on Sif Chav Beis before we start Sif Chav Gimel. So let us again see the lotion of the Mechaber and Sif Chav Beis. Teva ke'ochas bo ha'ur. You have a bat that is burning. Yochel yiklois oir shel gdi mitido ha'acher. So one is permitted to spread out on the other side of the bat skin of a goat. Shelois historic. So this will accomplish that when the fire reaches the skin, it will not burn, and the flame will become extinguished. Va'oisin mechita b'chol ha'kelim lahavsik bein adleike. One is permitted to make a wall out of kelim, a barrier out of kelim, which are full of water, and when the fire will reach these kelim, afilu kli cheres chadoshim malayim mayim, afilu these are new kli cheres earthen kelim, shevadai yisbaku shetagia alayim hadleika. So when the fire will reach this barrier, and it will start burning the barrels of Kli Cheres, these earthenware barrels, and then they're going to split open because of the heat, and then the water is going to gush out and extinguish the flame. And this all came about because he put down this barrier of barrels of kelim. The gam kibui muta, because he himself did not extinguish the flame. He just put the barrels there, and when the flame came to the barrels, so the heat of the flame burst open the barrels, and then the water in the barrel extinguished the flame. So that's called, it's only a grome. He didn't do anything. He was only guiding that the flame should be extinguished. And grome is mutter, and the Ramah says, b'mokim p'seideh. That means when there is a hefted moment, then we will rely on the tether of grome. But when there's no seder, there's no hefted moment, one cannot rely on a tether of grome. That's what the Ramah says over here, which is a Maritic Chiddush. Emerson, grome zich amuta min ha'tayreh. It's not considered I did anything. I just caused that this should come about. So the Ramah says, the Mokim Seder, this is permissible. Now, before we see the Mishnah Berurah, I'd like to mention the Mechaber speaks about a case that a person put a kli, he made a wall of kli cheres, a wall of earthen kelim that are full of water, and this is the barrier in front of the fire, that's the oncoming fire. And when the fire comes, the kelim will split, they'll burst, and this will extinguish the flame. In Shmita Shabbat Kilchasa, I mean, this halacha is perhaps not too convenient for us who has earthen kelim to do such a pa'ula. So in Shmita Shabbat Kilchasa, he says, well, we could be Bismanenu, we have a poshut taste. You can take garbage gas, garbage bags, fill them up with water. We'll make a wall out of garbage bags. And then when the water comes, when the fire comes, it'll break open and we'll do this. That's what he says. This is permissible. So it is very interesting in the Bilshu in I 65, he brings from the early Tiyan that this is also, you're not allowed to take a garbage bag and fill it up with water. And he explains the tremendous difference between a plastic garbage bag and the earthen keli. A plastic garbage bag, he says, it's fuel for the flame. It's going to burst. Good. Then when it finishes burning, the water will gush out and extinguish the flame. But here, this is considered, I have a fire, an oncoming fire, and I'm putting fuel in front of the flame, which is in the altar. He says, this is not allowed to do in Shabbos. Well, this is not, no. If you have a fire coming, L'karim Dovol Eitzel Ha'eish, that will burn. So that's called on feeding the flame. That is not considered a garment. And the Gemara Masechtas Sanhedrin, it says, so let's say I'll take a person, I'll tie up a person and put him in front of the flame. Tamalateya, that means I brought, there's no difference. Be bringing the flame to a person to the flame. It's all just the Mekazim Dovon Eitzel Ha'esh, or Mekazim Eish Eitzel Ha'dov. He says, Ishem Yishum Chitzov, and this is considered my Maisa. I did it. And I'm going to take fuel. That means, well, let's forget about the plastic bags. I'm going to take wood and put wood over here. And the flame is going to burn. I'm a marvel. This is a marvel. Say, hi. That's cool. And it's coming. It's coming this direction. What? If I put him there, after the word, I put it, it's going to cause me. My name is. Yeah, it's going to come. So it's called, I did it. That's called Ishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishimishim That doesn't burst, but the ego makes that it's going to burst open. So it's very interesting. So Shabbos Kohos says it's about he brings down, he talks about a plastic bag, he brings down the Shin Lamed Dalet Nifl of Faith, but he didn't have that issue. Here we have the same Elohim, and he just, the Elohim, is the childish, abrasive. Yeah, I'm not, that's from my but yeah. Okay, that's one. Oh, well, not. No! I have it, it was lots of water, and it's a new kaylin. It's acceptable to eat. It wasn't put yet into an oven. It's going to split. That's the chizish. It's a garment. This is water. That's one thing. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah, which we had learned. And I'd like to learn it again. So the Machaber says, Muhammad says we have a box. We have a box that is made out of the Hema box that's burning. So one is permitted to take a skin of a goat. Black. The Mishmura says it's reddish. And when the fire, and I'm permitted to spread it over a chelik of the box, and when the fire is going to reach the skin, it's going to smother. V'ayin v'simyan shin ches, v'nyamuk ches, so now the Mishmura is moira, is the shayla of mukta, I'm allowed to do this. So we mentioned last week, I'd like to mention again, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, when he brings down this halacha, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, one is permitted to take a skin and cover a box, a skin that is not mukta. He says specifically, the Mishmura made a case, it's a wet skin, and it's a problem of mukta. He addressed it. He makes an akimta that it is muktzeh, and now we have to address this problem. What permits him to take a muktzeh to get skin and cover it? I am the Simen Shin Ches. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav also looked at Simen Shin Ches, and he says the only way this is permissible, if you take a skin that's not muktzeh, you're not permitted to take a skin that's muktzeh. No, if it's usable, if the skin is usable, I mean, a wet skin from a goat. Before Shabbos also, but you can't use it. You can't sit on it. You get it's not usable. That is mukzeh. You have a skin that's used and it's dry skin, and this will prevent it to smother the place. That's good. That's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav was speaking about, such a skin. To take a mukta to get skin, and this is a new shayla. I understand. Okay. It seems there is a skin that can protect. That could be there. It's going to smother. The mice is going to do it. We're going to talk about this in 1 minute. About Kaponim. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says the only answer is only if it's not mukta. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, look in Simen Shin Ches. Ah! He says, but really, there's no problem. Let's see, I'm a vura ma'el, this debate, the day is Rishayne, the dilto mukta mukta b'makim shayzeh. He says, even if it is mukta, there's no problem, because in Tim Faith it says that Soto mukta is mukta b'makim shayzeh. Now, we have to understand the Mishnah Berurah just had a mouthful, and we have to appreciate what he said. What does it say in Tim Faith? In Tim Faith it says as follows. It says that if a house that is next to a house that is burning, and they have a fear that the fire might come to them, so they are permitted to take out money. That's what we're talking about. They are permitted to take out money from their house, even though it's mukta, and to mukta is mukta. Now, what is the reason? Why were they matter this? No, we're talking about money. We're talking about money. We're not talking about the property. We're talking about this house. Aleph is burning. House, well, just a second. House Bay, which is the next door neighbor, is not burning. So they are not so much that if a person, a person's house is burning, we're afraid he's so bold, he'll start rescuing these things, he might extinguish the flame. His mind, his head is not screwed on his shoulders. So, Lamaisa, we are afraid. The house that is burning, we're only matrim to take out certain things. You can take out three meals for Shabbos and utensils for these three meals. But he can't take out too many things. We will have matrim because if Till can get himself involved in the Hatzolah process, don't forget that it's Shabbos and he might extinguish the flame. That is the house that is burning. The next door neighbor, they are not a tumult so much that they'll forget that it's Shabbos because the vile, and yet nothing is happening to the house. So their heads are more secure. They can think, so we're not afraid. Not intentionally, they might come and do a malacha. They know what Shabbos, they're not so bold, but not so vatuk. Now, but this next door house has money. Let's talk about it. They have $1,000 in the house, and now this $1,000 theoretically, he shouldn't be permitted to take it out. It's muktzeh. I had to get to take it out. So the in Sif Beis, we are matter to take it out. Why? Because this is a big nesoyin. It's a hefsidrab. It's a big money. That's his lifetime savings. We're talking about a lot of money. We're not talking about $20 though. We're talking about a hefsidgadol. And I lose this. I'm a Ghana. So if you tell him, but it's muktzeh, so he'll say, I don't care. It's my life savings. I'm going to take it out. And since he knows he's being mechallel Shabbos, we want not to miss the muktzeh. So do other malachas. So do malachas, man. You'll bury the money. He will do malachas to your eyes. That means I'm a mechallel Shabbos because I'm burning ganems. But I'll put them all that money in this world. All that money on this world, that is the psychology of a person when there's a hamster drops and he's bold. If you won't be matter, the Issa, the Rabbonon, of Tilto Mukta, so do an Issa de Issa. Don't do an Issa de Issa. So therefore, by the Tilto Mukta, we were matter, he's allowed to take out his money. But Agamuchin, I'd just like to mention, the Lashon, the Dogon Mavavah says later, the Mutter L'Taltol Moi, he brings down the Tivet, B'Mokim Tachat Hezek Rav, there's a fear of a tremendous effort. We're not speaking about more money, we're speaking about B'Mokim Tachat Hezek Rav, it's relevant. For a millionaire, it means $100,000. And for a poor person, it means $1,000. But it has a graph. It's not $20. It's not $100. It has a graph. Aviyesh Josh. Sheyovei lidei Yisrael Torah. And if we will not be matter this, we won't be matter, he's going to go. He's going to go and bury the money. He's going to do malachas seraita. So this, this is the formula. There's a broken tachas ezekah, number one. Number two, and there's a shash, he might call, if you won't be mad to this, he'll do an issel deraisa. Say it, it's an even shashing on. We're putting a person in a murder, we're telling him, there's an issel broken rabbonos. You just sound this rabbonos, he won't be able to destroy you. You don't, we're not allowed to go, son. Finished, I can't be able to destroy him, so he'll do it. So you don't, not allowed to go, son. I'm Mechallel Shabbos, finished, and he'll do, then he'll make sure that the Mechallel Shabbos sacrifice, so he'll do it to him, the righteous price. That is the Heter and Sif Beis. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here we're talking about, we have a pot that's burning. So the Mishnah Berurah says, and so it says you're allowed to put on the other side of the box, that's given. Doch hat er mich nach Hause, maybe it was taken. No, in 6 days it says, that tell to a monkey, the Mahul Elders, the place that it can tell to a monkey, the monkey, and say that all the shakas and teachers, I don't know what, first of all, you have to make a million to get it. You have to say, it's speaking about in this box, there's $1,000 in the boxes, and the box of persons, everything will pay it today. No, the box is worth $1,000. Number one. Number two. What you have to understand, what is the shash over here? He might talk Malach in the Raisa. Here you go, or extinguish the flame, which is a Malach, the Rabbonim. So we don't, there's a formula. They were only matter to tell the Mukta was speaking about, yay, this is the Lashon, the Dagon, Rabbonim, the Shabbat, the Morgan, Pachat, Hedzik, Rav, you might tell me that he's okay. So it's parches, and see, I mean, the loss of the Meshibu is mighty difficult to understand. It's in vase. No problem. That's right. But that was another katsu. So we asked last week at Bayis Olive. So some of this is no answer. Yes, so I wanted to say, on this katsu, I wanted to say, could be the whole incident of Bayis Olive. No, it's only if Bayis Olive is burning. Here, the box is burning. The house isn't burning. The box is burning. Could be the box is in the patio. I mean, so it was only talking about a box that's burning. So it could be the box because it didn't buy a space. So that was the Albertson. But the other thing, right. So this, I don't understand the Mishnah Berurah. I mean, he said, I'm merging the Gesetzes, the way he makes it, number one. Yet, putting out a fire normally is at the Rabbonim because it's a Malacha Shein Chicha Legufa. The Malacha of Kibui in the Mishkan was they extinguished a flame in order to make charcoal. So if I don't have a intent to make charcoal, so I'm extinguishing a flame not with the Kibin that was in the Mishkan. That's also me the Rabbonim. It's not up to me, not up to me, the Rabbonim. It's also, I mean, it's in the Yitzhak, the Rabbonim, who will see later, is also not a portion, but it's also me, the Rabbonim. But this answer was only, Tilt and Mutsu is also up to me, the Rabbonim. Well, Matthew might come to the Yitzhak, right? Fine. We mentioned one thing, also Thursday, but, and here, the Shmirah Shabbos Kol Chosor, also built from this Mishnah Berurah. This is a mouthful. So he said to the Mishnah Berurah, so let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah, because we talked about the boxes burning, and I'm allowed to take a muktzeh skin and put it on the other side of the box, and that will make that it shouldn't burn. And then the book says looking but most of the mocking place. Fine. Okay. Now so the Shmirah Shabbos Kol Chosor says as follows. What is the din if I have a candle fell down on the table? But well, it didn't catch onto anything. Well, what's not talking about at the present time. Chakon is another partial. Let's not talk about Sakos. It fell on a table. So let's make it more interesting. It fell on a marble table. The table won't burn, but I have a $500 lace tablecloth on the table. And if I don't pick up the candle, so it's a $500 table. Well, this is already an absent moment. Let's make it worth $1,000. It's more interesting. So we have a hush of a tablecloth on the marble table. And if I don't pick up the candle, if I'll pick up the candle, I'll put it in the bathtub. No one in the bathtub. I'll put it in the bathtub. I'll burn out in the bathtub. Nothing will happen. No problem. In a dry bathtub, no problem. But I have to pick up the candle. זאת תשמיד השבס כאוכה שלך. נו, איך זה חשש על המסד מומן, וחשש על המסד מומן, כמי שתבור לזה, שבאתי בי נטלטל מוקצה, במוקים המסד מומן, and finished. Conscious, you're out of. No. So here you have a burning candle, a kibbutze, a mahuzadik kibbutze. You have a mahuzadik hamster moment over here. I have my $1,000 lace tablecloth. Mm-hmm. We made that to the house won't bring it, a marble table. The won't bring down, let's say. But our components, we're talking about the hamster moment. So he said, they basket the lochi, you're allowed to do it. Fine. So my chavrusa showed me that there's later a dogal melbova in the heaven. Later, if a person was machalo Shabbos because of a dolecha, so in the heaven later, whenever he was allowed to, he's allowed to. But if he went overboard a little bit, so then you have to say, hey, come on, it's not kosher. It's a machalo Shabbos. It's not kosher. So the double Melbova says, the double Melbova says like this. Look, if he was metal, so mock him say this. Look, I listen to this. Don't you do chuva on that? The machalo Shabbos says you're allowed to. But he was metal, so aneh tomu. He says, see, it's not only mufsis. If you were taught, you know what, you're playing with fire. You might flash it out. Besides the mufsis, it's mufsis. Besides the mufsis, there's a chash, shemo yechavis. No one was matter this to be without a lot. Okay, you have to know. If it's mamish a particular issue, I don't know. But Al Kaponim, this is the lotion. The Tilto Neil Dolik Lahatu Lomain Khomu Mishash Mukta Shiesh Beit Shash Kibui. So he says, that you don't have any answer. So if you have seen Beit and Tilto Mukta, that's money, you can carry money. The only problem is the Tilto Mukta, but here's the Shash Kibui. So this is the just one second. The Shmiz Shabbos Kulchata in Simen Mem Aleph Steve Yud Zion says to Salokin. He says you're allowed to. Mommy, this case, so the kids don't fall down, and they never said, Mommy, this Mishneh Bura. Mishneh Bura says you're allowed to. Salokin, it's not so posh. Yeah, what are you asking? What do you mean he wouldn't? No, he'll be careful, but he might come and make a kid boy. The name is Muxa Sivis, I didn't know. It's Muxa Sivis, because I shall love you. But this might, this filter might bring the kid boy. He's bringing it out, so this is not. We're playing with fire, besides the pumps. So, my mailer, it's not cautious. Now we're going to learn Sif Chav Gimel. Now, this Sif Chav Gimel is very interesting. We have here a Mechaba, which brings down 2 days, and the Mishneh Berurah that says there's no Machlokes, and he brings down another 2 days what one should do. But this is a very interesting thing, and let us see Sif Chav Gimel. Talis Sha'ochas Bo Ho'u. A talis that started, now we're speaking about a folded talis. A folded talis is folded up, and now in the flame caught on to it's irrelevant. It's caught on to a helix of the talis. The vial, if I do something now, I can avoid. I can avoid things. Now, talis shall ochas bohu, a fire could ask to the talis, Baisha, so he spreads it out, like this, it's folded up. So he's leaving it folded up. This is mamish for the fire. It's mamish and ganesh. I mean, yeah, it's folded up, and the fire just has to get, here's five layers of the talus, and it just continues, and there's a lot of fuel. So don't do this. Push, so you spread it out, you take it apart. Umiskasebo, and you cover yourself with it. You don't have to be afraid if the flame will get extinguished. So here it says, we'll explain this soon, you take it apart, you put it on, you don't have to be afraid it can get extinguished. He shouldn't be machan. Right. This is, so we hear the way the Mahaba put it, that the Mahaba put it, a machlekes. The first day you hold, you're allowed to open it up and you cover yourself with it. And the second day it says, shelo yiska, don't be Mahaba lekach. Now, I'd like to mention, there is what the Mahaba held, and this is the Beis Yosef. And Mahaba, there's a machlekes, and then we'll see the Mishnah So the way the Mahaba had written the din, it says as follows. It says, the first day hold, he opens it up, he covers himself, and in the Choshishim, it doesn't matter if it's going to get extinguished or won't get extinguished. It doesn't matter. The second day it says, no, no. That's why you spell it, don't be mechavan, it's a fire to get extinguished. And let us just mention, there's one more halacha that the Gemara says, which is, why did the statement Torah started burning? It's also, Poysa, you open it up, the Torah for. Then the Choshish Yom could be afraid it will get extinguished. Well, same thing. Same old book. Now, so the Mahaba says as follows. What is the Mahlikis, the 2 days? So the Mahaba says, Apilu, let's talk about the first case. He puts on the talus. Why is he putting on the talus? Now, look at the Mahaba, the first day old. Apilu ain't tzarich l'talus. He doesn't need the talus now. He doesn't need the talus. Well, the sefer, he doesn't need the sefer also. The sefer is burning. Doesn't need the talus. He doesn't need the sefer. Hello! Why is he doing it? Shemiskavin l'chavoy ha'ish. He wants to extinguish the flame. That's what he wants. After all of a sudden, he's interested in putting on a talus and opening up the safe. And how he's going to do this? Al yedei shemisnaneya mitat kisuyoy machidosoy b'seifa. Yeah. He's putting on the talus. So he's shaking the talus. It's not... Sometimes you have a flame that just started burning. If you're going to shake it, it's going to get extinguished. So he's putting on the talus. Why is he putting on the talus? Because he wants to shake the talus. He can't go shake the talus like this. Put on the talus. And while putting on the talus, he's going to shake the talus. And through shaking the talus, the fire is going to get extinguished. You'll ask him, that's what I want. Well, if you do get it, I'm doing it for that. Yeah. So why is that? So on his cast the talus. The Torah be safe. Now, why is he all of a sudden started to learn? He picked out the safe of the Torah and he opened it up and took it out from those Torahs. He opened it out from those. There was a lot of movement over here which brought about that the fire got extinguished. Today, שלא יראה כמתכוון מחבק. I don't have to advertise that I was mechaven in Shabbos. No. So it looks like, theoretically, I want to put on the talit. I want to learn in the sefer. But this process means to move around the talit, to move around the sefer. I'm being menaneis. And this menorah can very easily extinguish the flame, as long as the rabbi knows what I want, but as long as no one else should see that, this is permissible. Who vadei, this is the first day, who vadei mechaven lechaboy, rabbi lochi sheli. We needed the time, let's understand this, why is it Muslim? Have a kibui kilaach yad. This is a kibui kilaach yad. That means he's not doing a direct melacha of kibui. He's opening up the safe. He's taking out the safe. He's opening up the safe. He's putting on the talus. That's what he's doing. That's not, he's not taking the talus and shaking it. And he's not doing it. It's just called a kibui kilaach yad, which is number two that I've done already. And the Malkin says that they were Mekel. That's what the first day hold. And the second day hold, no, that's the Sholem. The Dav came out to Lizkalis, Lizkatsis, the Dav. If you and a Kalone, just one thing, let me tell you something. You're going to come by Shoshone, and you're going to say, Lebaichin, Lebovis, Beyayim Din. Lebaichin knows what you were thinking about. So if you have any intent to extinguish the flame, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, I'm not making of you. Lebaich and Lebaba is the Yom Din. Novos. It's an Alkin who talks to Kassi, which Kassi is the Kallus. He has to put on the Kallus. In the morning, he's going to go to shul now. He has to put on the talus. The link might be safer. He has to be going the safer. Because I have to do it. Rain and in there. But I'll be, even though Yodai, they have, but maybe it might get extinguished. Let's one more. To the dog of Shane Miskavano. Umuta. He just wanted to put on the talus, just wanted to learn. And then he took it out, and then the God said, no, it's not dumb, 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 it's not dumb. If he is any carbon there, to be mechaber, put my putting on the talus, put it out like this, and make a win, it's awesome. He's off to be choice. He says, we're going to learn pretty soon. Later we're going to have a thing that if a person has a talus that's burning, I'm allowed to put a liquid on the other side of the talus. And it's mutter. And the reason it's mutter is gram tibui. It's gram tibui. I put a liquid over here. The fire is going to come to this. And it's going to get extinguished. Gram tibui is mutter. And it's machaven there for tibui. And there's mutter. Dr. Beishoy said, Hosum shani. Do I have a hell of gram tibui? Shrein oisa maisa begufa dleikit. Yeah, we put a liquid over here. I didn't do anything with the flame. I put the liquid here. The flame comes to here, and it gets extinguished. I didn't do anything. I was only going in the liquid. Avol hochos shemispastet bistalis upeisecha save the tailor. But here, when I'm putting down the talus, I'm shaking the flame. I'm doing it to your dive. This is not gram kibbuy. So if I'm innocent because I want to put on the talus and I want to learn So now let us again learn the machabah. This is pshat in the machabah. We'll see the mishabruah and the machabah. But let us see again the machabah. Not everything do we say the tenta. We don't say the tenta by everything. Now let's see again the Bahaba. Tali Shahokas Bohu. Boysto, he opens it up. It was folded up. He opens it up. Umis Kasibo. And he covers himself with it. So even though it's in this process of opening it up and putting it on, he's making some sort of a wind which is liable to extinguish the flame. And the reason was because it's people kalachayats, and the mokim say that they were make, or it's to the rabbonim, they were make. The yesh mi shoimer, and the second latest is in Dasa too, according to the Beisha, he says, Shetzorif shalonim kanu nekach. No, the whole head is, I put on the talus, because I need the talus, and it'll come out through the process of putting it on, it got extinguished. No! But if he's miskaven, it's kichot. This told the Mahabu was out, there's a machloikis, and he didn't pass, and he didn't trust it. Just today, it's finished. Now, let us look at the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah will say something else. You open it up, it shouldn't be folded up. This is what the Taz says. First, he's bringing down the Taz. The data, the Iker intent over here is it should not be folded up. If it's folded up, it's a pachas. It started to burn. So you have the whole fuel that's concentrated in one place. No. So you opened it up. That alone is nothing. That alone is nothing. I'm taking away that this new fuel should not, it's not burning yet. I have five layers of talis, which are not burning yet. If I leave it here for another 5 minutes, the wall gets in flames. So I'm separating. What? Yeah, we're not talking about that. We're talking about that it didn't catch on fire, and I want to ensure that it didn't catch on fire. The one chay looking on fire, but talking about the other chalokim. I'm not talking about this. I want to make sure that the wretch shouldn't get burned. So let's see. It should not be folded up. If it's folded up, the fire will go, will travel, will go very quickly. He shouldn't be mechapas. This is the second day. I'd like to read to the Olam the lesson of the Taz, then we'll appreciate the Mishnah Berurah. The Taz says like this. Kan Mairi. This is the lesson of the Taz. The Taz says, I'm looking at the Kamachma. Kan Mairi, she'enai mechabe mashadei l'klofonos. We're not interested at all in that what's burning to extinguish that. So we're not talking about that. I want to separate it, fold it up, so I want to go, and I want to make sure that the rest of the house should not catch on fire. That when it's folded up and attached one to the other, it tastes it, I like it, and it's going to be burning. If he separated, loy yay I suffer. So, because the ikar is, I can open it up. That's the stuff. Vahos is zochu. Agmore, toishtoi, umechas the boy. He opens it up and he covers himself. And they all learn that the covering, that mice alone is extinguishing the Bethanela. Do not. Oh, Mashes, I was talking about the boys. He didn't mean that the kisui was not mentioned. It doesn't mean he's troubling itself. I'm going to do it with the Slavis, and that's going to make a woman. He says, because I'll prove it to you. He says, by your favor, the crazy boy. Now, let me ask you, the Kriya is going to make, and every word he blows very, but that's, I'm shocked. The Kriya boy means that the Kriya has no shaykhs at all to the Kibbutz. The Shabbatu is shaykh. Why, Mel, shaykh, is a day a Kriya tichonde. I only want to open it up. That's all what I'm doing. I opened it up, and somehow this end that was burning, somehow it didn't have a whole 20 layers of talus to burn, so somehow it extinguished. No. So now we'll see what the Taz says. He has no intent at all to extinguish that one's burning mouth. Ella Shalaitid Lak Yaisa, his whole intent is that the other Halakin should not burn. By spreading it out, so the first Halak also got extinguished any Chayshis. Kivin Shahu Lainis Kam, that's the Taz. So the Taz says, everyone agrees to this is Amachlaikis. You're only permitted to open it up to ensure, or to try to ensure, that the rest of the soul shouldn't get burned. And it extinguishes, it does, but the whole hetzer is to open it up. That's all, and this, everyone holds, the more than this is open. This is the Shita Sataz. Uledina mashme, but now the Mishmur Paskim to Aloche, Midim Reyachoinim, the Tafsinim, the government is Kamal of them with them. Now this is a Bach Shita, but we'll see something very interesting. The Bach holds, he wants to extinguish the fire. That's what he wants to do. But, Elo Sheyizoyer Shalom Yogot, he shouldn't run with the talus, the Yikbait, he shouldn't jump the Nanei, all of a sudden, he is afraid he's going to daven with, as Slavis with Abreni, he's a pretty talus on him, so he's going to chuckle till the fire will be extinguished. No, that you're not allowed to do. He shouldn't run and jump and chuckle. On the one, say, Sheikh Ber. Oh, you see, in the lay of the talus, can they sheikh? Well, shake the talus before he puts it on, can they sheikh? But no. The whole there, Allah, you see, my kibu family. The lay gram kibu you. Well, ye also can be Israel. Has the shalom. Don't do extra pullers, jump, run, and shuffle in order to extinguish it. That's also. Now, according to the Meishayim, that was Mut, according to the first day. Elo miskase batalus kisafko. You go and cover yourself normal. The rain saves the shachas bow, or poish to the crazy boss. Then comes to a costus. I mean, when it governs, he should not think a chavis almost. He should not do a pool, and that will be mechatis. That means if he's going to do a pool, which will think of bring kibbutz, he's going to jump, run, and chuckle, that's also. You shouldn't be mechavin to do a pool, that will bring kibbutz. You just put on the talus. Why are you putting on the talus? It's 10 o'clock at night. Because I tell you what. I wanted to get extinguished. That is mukkah. But put it on normal. Don't put it on with a panim. And if so, since it's not application, it goes. So this is mukkah. No. The Beit Yosef. No, the Beit Yosef might say she can do more. He can have a dinner to be mechaber, and it seems he could even. He's menaneya. No. The Beit Yosef means that. A mutter leaker. Sorry, talk upon him. This is kosher bringing. He put it on no mouth. You shouldn't be macham to do a pula which will bring kibbutz. You put it on normal, and then we'll see. Shem b'shoyim ha'shtips. And one more thing, when it comes to God, when we put a liquor on the music, yichab ha'oysa, kidlam ha'sif yitzes, ulekam ha'sif chavob, to the kishvi ha'koy, ishizif allows to tell a goy to be mechabes. Oh,